Just like old times, huh? It's almost like I never left. Yeah, I guess it's a little different with just the two of us, but that's not so bad, right? There was never much leg room back here with Johnny's gangly ass taking up so much space. Did that dude ever stop growing? Maxed out at about 6'7". Holy shit. I assume he never made the NBA, or we probably would have heard about that, right? I remember him being a big deal on campus. Blew out a knee, huh? Not easy to go pro when you're from the sticks like we are. What's he doing these days? A car dealership. No shit. I'm sure it helps to tower over the customers. You're gonna buy this Honda or else. Glad he landed on his feet. Nice guy. Taught me how to shotgun a beer. Speaking of which, stop hogging the cooler over there. Hit me. Supplying the alcohol has always been your God-given talent. We all figured you'd open a liquor store someday. What about Erica? Did she ever do anything with her art or... Ooh, nice. Graphic designer. Not exactly the fancy gallery shows she was dreaming of, but... Sounds like she at least made a living with something she loves. Doing better than the rest of us, right? Yeah, you can't chase a dream forever. Life has a funny way of forcing you to settle, sometimes. Oof, you're going there, huh? Yeah, that was a thinly veiled reference to my ex. Guess I should have made it more thickly veiled. And thank you so much for pointing that out. Nah, I don't mind talking about it. I've made my peace with everything. It was a mistake. But sometimes you've just got to learn by doing, you know? You get a blind spot for somebody, that puppy love hits, and you get caught up in some dumb shit. No, he's not the only reason I moved away. I had some job prospects lined up too, but all of that dried up eventually, and the city is fucking cutthroat, man. I used to think this place moved too slow for me, but now I'm just glad to be home. You too, huh? Well, thank you. It's good to be back. I appreciate you rolling out the welcome wagon for me on such short notice. It felt a little bit lonely when I heard everybody else moved away. No, you're not chopped liver, dipshit. You know you were always my favorite. Don't make me kiss your ass. I was never good at the mushy stuff. Yeah. I... missed you too. I've missed everybody, but you especially. I'm glad I got to see you again. Everything's changed so much. Time marches on, I guess. I saw they closed down Mickey's bar. It's what, like a sub shop now? How's a girl supposed to get thrown out of a sandwich place for drunk and disorderly? Yeah, I'm sure I could still find a way. Cheers to that. Thanks for always believing in me. The stars are pretty tonight. Did you actually learn the names of the constellations yet, or are you still making up bullshit ones? Yeah, I didn't study much astronomy, but I'm pretty sure there's no kangaroo. Not in the heavens, not in the zodiac. Nowhere outside of Australia, really. Zoos count. Fine. The blanket's comfy. That's the same one from before, right? I mean, I hope you've washed it once or twice. I told you that I caught Carmen and Eli boning on it, right? Oh, shit, I didn't? I'm so sorry. They swore me to secrecy. I figured if I was going to tell anybody, it'd be you, but I was giving it about a 2-week grace period to at least make it seem like I was trying to keep my promise. I guess after that, I forgot. Yeah, I didn't actually see anything, but you could tell what was going on. He was zipping up, her hair was a mess, and judging from body language and the look on her face, I don't exactly think he rocked her world. Wow. Damn near made me choke. You're just all in, huh? You must be a little tipsy already to be going no filter like that. Why didn't we ever hook up, you ask? I don't know, man. You tell me. I was giving you all the signs. Oh, absolutely, I was. How fucking dense are you? The night when I was shivering in the back of the truck and you put your jacket around me? When you drove me home, I invited you in for coffee, right? And what did you say, you dumb fuck? Oh, your memory's fuzzy. Well, I'll remind you because I remember that shit verbatim. Nah, I got an early start tomorrow. Can't get all hopped up on caffeine at midnight. See you around. Oh, can I get my jacket back? Oh, yeah. You fumbled, dumbass. Nah, I didn't take it personally, though. I'm aware you're just, you know, not that bright. I used to be your tutor, remember? I know your whole academic history. I was dropping hints left and right, even back then, but your stupid-ass roommate was always hanging around. I spent, like, a lot of time sucking on the end of my pencil. Remember? You thought I had an oral fixation. Well, I mean, I do, but my pencil wasn't the thing I was really wanting to suck on. No way. Be serious right now. You're fucking joking. I can't believe you're just now telling me this. You used to rub one out before I would come to your dorm just so you wouldn't be all bricked up while I was walking you through your homework. You are blowing my mind. That is so damn stupid. I would have happily rubbed one out for you. I guess we really fucked things up, huh? Two ships passing in the night. But, I mean, we're here now, right? Both single, a little older, a little wiser. Maybe a little hornier? You got anything you still need tutored on, besides constellations? Yeah, I can do that. Come here. Cuddle up and let's stargaze. It's cool if I put my head on your shoulder, right? Hi. You smell nice. Getting me all distracted. Okay, look straight up. See that cluster of three stars? The one that you'd probably say is called the worm or some stupid shit? That is Orion's belt. And this is your belt. I have to unfasten it so I can slip my hand down the front of your pants, like so. Are you looking up at the stars, or are you looking at me? Keep your eyes up to the heavens, and let me take you there, sweetie. So, let me circle back and get this straight. Back in the day, before I would come over to your room, you were so worried about pitching a tent in front of me that you'd stroke this stiff cock up and down, nice and slow, just like I'm doing right now. Yeah? What were you thinking about? Spare no filthy detail. Oh, fuck. If I'd known that, I would have railroaded your goofy ass roomie right out into the hallway myself. Jimmy or Jeremy or whatever his name was. I would have made you pound me right into your dumb little bunk bed. But in just a second, you're gonna pound me right into your truck bed, so the more things change, the more they stay the same. In due time, my guy, in due time, you've waited all these years, a few more minutes won't kill you. I'm enjoying jerking this cock just like you used to, because you were apparently so sexually intimidated by me. In case you bust, do you have any of your crusty socks from college still lying around? No, you're not going to cut them in your jeans. You've got more stamina than that, right? You owe that big load to the poor little pussy you neglected all those years ago. Now kiss me, and try not to blow ropes in your boxers while my tongue curls around yours. Get those jeans off. I want to see what my hand's working on. Oh, pretty. That handsome cock bathed in the moonlight. All that pre-cum glistening. I don't think there's an Orion's dick constellation, but maybe there should be. That sounds like something you'd come up with. Here. Based on what happened last time I tried to get this dick, let me make myself very clear so that you don't get all confused and drive home. I don't actually want coffee. I don't even drink coffee. I want you to fuck the shit out of me. Your cock twitched. Down, boy. Save that for the big finish. Oh, you like my little fit tonight. The sneakers, the skirt. You complimented it enough. It's going to be awfully hard to beat this pussy up through my panties. You want to reach down and take those off of me? Attaboy. Throw those things in the fucking field for all I care. I don't need them anymore. Now then, get on top of me. I want to watch the stars while you rail me so hard that I see some new ones. I'll even let you name them. You ready to right the wrongs of the past? Put all those misconnections behind us and bang it out like the fate always had in store. Then get under that skirt and get in this pussy. Fuck. Oh, that's as good as I imagined. Work those hips. This truck bed bouncing like a lowrider. Let's give your suspension a good workout. Oh my god, yes. I fantasized about this for so long. Oh, fuck. Legs dangling in the air, sneakers bouncing on the back of your truck. It was worth the fucking wait. Make me scream so loud the whole fucking town hears. Fuck. More. Please, more. Fuck. I'm gonna come so hard. I'm gonna come on the cock so fucking hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Kiss and suck my neck just like that. Oh, fuck. You're turning me inside out. Oh, fuck. This is perfect. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're gonna make me come. I want you to fill me up, okay? No more blowing loads in me in secret. Oh, fuck. Do it loud and proud in this hungry little pussy. Make it drip down my ass. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Oh my god, I'm coming. Oh, goddamn. Oh, fuck. That's so good. We're finally right where we belong, huh? Tangled up in a heap in the back of your truck with your dick buried inside me. Nostalgia hits hard, huh? No more third wheels. Just you and me, bud. What a way to welcome me back. If I'd known it was going to be like this, I'd have come home ages ago. Come here. Lay back down next to me. Wrap me up in your arms and Let's look at the stars together. You know, I think we broke the curse of Carmen and Eli. At long last, someone's been fucked properly on this blanket. This makes us official, right? You're not dancing the tailgate tango with a different old flame every night, are you? Good. Let's grab lunch tomorrow at the stupid sub shop where our bar used to be. It looked like they had pulled pork. You know I'm all about that shit. Look, it's the Big Dipper. Remember when we both worked at the burger stand and you tried to tell me that was called the fry basket? That sounds good, though. Let's get some fries tomorrow, too.